Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Volume.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get no sweat bet up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Shannon. New customers can get a no sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unk, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree. A Pro Bowler, an All-Pro from Liberty City with the Santa Monica Junior College, Oregon State. Got to talk to you later today. I've met a couple of guys that currently go to Oregon State when I was out here in Colorado, and they told me to tell you what's up. Liberty City's own Mr. Rail Rosado himself, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson.
We gotta have some confetti come down on top of yourself.
We're gonna get that fake applause going. You know, get the fake applause. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That's the way we grow. Thank you. Also, make sure you go to Apple and leave comments because we like to hear what we're doing well, what we're doing bad, and how can we improve Nightcap? Because our job is to get better and better each episode. Week in and week out, and we can only get better when you tell us what we're not doing well. So do please go ahead and do that. Make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to the Nightcap through Club Shay Shay, but we would greatly appreciate it if you got it signed up and subscribed through the Nightcap feed. Also, we're currently sold out, but we're taking pre-orders. We've got a shipment in. They told me we will be able to fulfill the orders. So thank you guys for selling out. We pinned the link at the chat. We're only taking pre-orders, but I believe we'll be able to accommodate you with your orders. So thank you very much for that. Shout out to Outway for hooking us up these custom t-shirts. Look at your boy.
Woo! Hey, but that thing, that sharp. Boy, wait a minute. That's nice, but where mine?
She sent you one.
Who sent me one?
As a matter of fact, she gave them to you. She gave them to us. We was there. Dr. Bellamy.
Okay, okay. I'm just making a show now. I'm making a show. Matter of fact, you know what's funny? Let me tell you how bad I am. That suitcase from Vegas. Ask me if I unpacked it yet.
You unpacked it? You hadn't unpacked it yet?
Hell nah. Everything I got from Vegas that people gave me, anything that I bought. Well, I only went to H&M. But all that stuff is still in my suitcase, man.
Oh, my bad. The Ash is telling us these aren't the ones that Dr. Bellamy gave us at the we're wearing these t-shirts came out from Outweigh. I guess they have a t-shirt business and they hooked us up. So
you said they hooked us up. Who is us? Because you the only one with one.
They hooked me up. Oh, I'll tell you who us is. Me, myself, and I. Three people got these shirts. They say they only make them an extra large, and they knew you weren't going to be able to fit it. So, yeah. Right. They say you look like a geriatric, and they didn't want that to happen.
Nah, hey, listen. Ain't nothing geriatric about this, baby. Ain't nothing. Listen, I'm 225, 6'3", 225, all day, every day. But it's cool. If they would like to send me a t-shirt, I would like to have one so I can wear.
And, I hope Ash doesn't steal it. Because, you know, Ash has, I think Ash is the klepto. Because you're plaque. Yeah. Ash was supposed, that's right. It's supposed to have been there, Ocho. I don't know how Gil got his before you got yours.
I'm trying not, because you held on to it instead of sending it to me. Don't blame it on Ash. It was your job. This is our show. You can't blame anything on Ash. It's your job to get anything that's sent to you, sent to me. Amazon has next day delivery.
You don't blame Jeff Bezos when you don't get your damn packages.
Well, I wouldn't have to blame Jeff because Jeff isn't hands-on.
I ain't working in the mail room.
You are working in the mail room when you get your mail and it say, they sent me two plaques. You know what? If you would have thought of me, you would have said, you know what? Let me get this out to Ocho right now so he could have his plaque so we could introduce him on the show together.
That would have been that sounds like a good idea. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it would have been a good idea if I had my damn plaque.
Man, I don't know what happened, Ocho. Ocho, but you know, I'm your boy here in Colorado, and I have some appearances for LaPortier. And I must honestly say, the people in Colorado, they showed up for your boy today. Ocho, we have a young lady.
Yes.
She's in the military. She drove 23 hours nonstop from Birmingham, Alabama, because she heard I was going to be at a Total Wines today. At County Line. Mm-hmm. So she drove nonstop. Yeah. She purchased a case of LaPortier.
Wait, not one. A whole case. Now, for better context on purchasing the whole case, can you tell the chat how much a whole case costs?
I don't know. Because what we sell it for, and then what the distributor sell it for, and then what the store sell it for. But for her, even if it costs $50, think about it. Who's driving 23 hours nonstop?
23 hours. Listen, that's special. That's
she's
special.
She's in the military.
I hope you took a picture with her.
Yeah, we took a picture. She got some stuff signed. Okay. She's in the military. She was supposed to be in the field. She found out a week or so ago that I was going to be in Colorado. Uh-huh. She scheduled her field assignment to be in Colorado. Mm. So not only could she pick up the Chez by LaPortier, but to actually meet me. We had a guy came from Texas. About. He bought 10 bottles.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A lot of the people like, man, I've already had 4 bottles. I've already purchased 5 bottles. And one dude, Ocho, he was in the military. He said, my man, I spent 300 days in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I've never been as nervous as I am standing right next to you to meet you and talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
The man spent 300 days in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I mean, it was such a great feeling to go to the Total Wines, to go to the Davidsons. I went to a GSM meeting. It was great. So thank you, Colorado, for being so supportive and supporting your favorite unk. I wasn't unk when I was here. I came back as unk, but thank you for supporting Shay, Sharp, whatever you guys call me. I really, really appreciate it because none of this is special. None of this is possible without you guys. So I just want to take time to shout you guys out. Thanks to the team. Jamie came into town. Eugene does a great job because it's his job to get us into states, get us to distributors, and get it in the shelves and get it into on-premise bars, restaurants, and hotels. So thank you to all the team that worked very hard to make this happen. Ocho, we have a very special guest tonight. Brandon Ayuk will be joining Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, boy, I'm on his ass too, boy. I'm on his head now. I hope he ready to talk.
Oh, he ready.
I hope he. I don't want none of that politically correct. I don't want none of them politically correct answers. Like you a quarterback. You come on here. We talking like you in the locker room or like we in the barbershop. That's how we gonna do. I want to make sure. Don't come on here with that pretty stuff. I'm gonna let him know.
I'm gonna let you get first crack at him then once I introduce him.
Yeah, I'm. It's time. Yeah,
it's
time
for our first segment of the night, and it's a news cap. Mike McCarthy says, "Don't feel bad for me." Mike McCarthy says he isn't looking for pity. Don't feel bad for me. I'm in a great spot. If not, it's not an issue. I have the same approach every year. That's the way I've gone about it. Mike McCarthy had all the talent in the world, only for his team to be 1-3 in the postseason, and that's what he has to show. His contract expires at the end of the season. So does Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. Ocho, I would like things I've never heard people say for 1,000. What is, right. I feel sorry for Mike McCarthy. Who in the hell said that? Mm-hmm.
Nobody at all. But listen.
So in other words.
For one, as fans of Cowboys fans probably feel sorry for Mike McCarthy.
They don't.
They want it gone.
So you can't feel sorry for somebody stealing the job, Ocho, and you want them out.
Listen, they got to feel sorry for him because you got to understand what he has to deal with. He's powerless. His hands are tied behind his back. Yes, he is the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, but he can only do so much and really has no say so. He's somewhat powerless, if for lack of better terms to say. I feel bad for him. Why does everybody continue to come out and say things? Jerry says stuff. Now Mike McCarthy's saying stuff. Of course you're going to take the same approach that you've always taken. Maybe you need to do something different as a coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe the results would be different come this season. But, I mean, listen, I mean, I don't even know what else to say. Because every turn, guess who's making the headlines? The Cowboys. Continuously. Now, I understand. I'm very smart and understand the Dallas Cowboys move the needle when it comes to media. They just do. The Cowboys, the Lakers, the Yankees, they move the needle. But again, at some point, with you moving the needle, the results and the production has to match up with the attention you get through the media. And it just doesn't.
Let me tell you something I've never heard. I've never heard of a person owning an exotic snake, a cobra, a gaboon viper, or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. a venomous snake. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden they get bit and somebody say, you know what? I feel sorry for them. I've heard people say it serves you right. Because you shouldn't have the damn snake to begin with. Name the person heard they own a lion, a tiger, or a bear. And they mm-hmm. get mauled mm-hmm. and people say, damn, I feel so bad for them. It serves you right.
Yeah.
If you go coach for the Dallas Cowboys, nobody's going to feel sorry for you because you know what you was getting into when you brought your funky ass in the house.
Over there. Yeah. Yeah. But listen, but obviously you have to understand head coaching jobs, especially a head coaching job like that, one of that magnitude with that type of exposure for a historic franchise. That's something you don't pass up as a head coach. But again, understanding what you have to do as a coach there and the pressure that's added on because of the star that's on the helmet and then the higher up that you have to deal with too, who's going to take all the attention and want all the credit, that's a tough task. So in that term, I do feel bad for Mr. McCarthy.
Guess what? You could have got a non-venomous snake, or you could not have got a snake at all. You didn't have to get the big cash. You didn't have to get a lion, a tiger, or a bear. What you could have got? You could have got a chihuahua, mm-hmm. or you could have got a sheep or a miniature pony, but you chose that. So you can't have somebody feel sorry for you, Ocho, with something you chose. Man, Ocho went off-roading, flipped his Jeep. Well, why the hell he go off-roading anyway? I don't feel sorry for a person that put themselves in that situation. You can't put yourself in a situation and then ask people to feel sorry for the situation you mm-hmm. put yourself in.
Put yourself in. You're right.
Okay, like you tell me all the time. You know who Jerry is. You know what Jerry gonna do. And then you want me to feel sorry for a man to go take the job. No, you already know he's gonna emasculate you. Jerry's voice is gonna be gonna drown your voice out. You gotta accept that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He looking for pity, man.
That's what I'm saying. He's looking for pity. Ain't nobody feeling sorry for you. Like, man, y'all feel sorry for me. Man, I ain't got no contract extension. You know, y'all know how Jerry is. Ocho, it's like if you go to one of these countries and one of these kings, they got five wives. If you're the sixth wife, how's somebody going to feel sorry for you? Yes, he got $3 trillion. But guess what? You chose to put yourself in that environment. So whatever comes along with it, you got to accept it. So whatever comes along with being the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, as long as Jerry Jones is the owner, you got to be willing to accept it.
Right.
I can see if it happened sometimes, you know, things happen. You know, I'm cooking, grease pops on me. I'm going to feel bad for somebody having grease popped on them. I don't know if you've been frying, you know, I've been frying chicken. You know, the grease get hot. Yeah. You know, grease got to be hot to fry chicken or fish.
You do. Yeah. But let me ask you a question. Honestly, regardless, the chat's not here. Like between me and you, like you honestly don't feel bad for Mike McCarthy as the coach of the Cowboys, understanding what he has to endure as a head coach.
No, seriously. I don't. Because think about it, Ocho. The man had guys. I mean, Brett Favre won MVPs. So he coached guys that got five MVPs between them. He got one Super Bowl appearance. Super Bowl appearance. I'm trying to figure out how I feel sorry for what. Look at and you can't say, well, all he had was Brett Favre. Look at the receivers that he's had.
Oh, no, he has some receivers.
Look at he had Charles Woodson. He had a lot of guys on the defense side. He had Clay Matthews Jr. He had a lot of guys.
Right.
Every year we start the season, the Cowboys are the most talented team in the NFL from top to bottom. Only the Kansas City Chiefs have drafted more Pro Bowl players than the Dallas Cowboys. Every single year, they win two games. This is a different team. We've never seen a Cowboys team this complete. They can run the football. Right. They can throw the football. They can rush the passer. They can stop the running game. Every single year. And every single year, I get to sit back here. Told you.
Damn, man. That sucks.
Well, we them boys. Every year, they came to the boys. We them boys.
That sucks. I mean, they them boys, but for me,
don't make no noise.
From the outside looking in, as a fan of the game of football, I want to see them achieve greatness. Not in the regular season. I want to see them achieve greatness in the postseason. I want Dak to succeed. Why do I want Dak to succeed? Because I understand, as a black quarterback, he's held at a different standard sometimes. Playing for that team with the star on his helmet. Everything is different. Everything is magnified. Everything is under a microscope. Yeah. I want him to succeed.
I remember, I know a guy. I think his name is Ocho Cinco.
That's me.
That's you? That says, don't care what the field is like. You don't care what's going on. You that boy. I got a mofo job to do. So I don't care what goes on. I don't care what the coach say. I got to do my job. Now, that's what he told
me. Okay, now I would... Now I told you that in context of how I approach the game, and if you watch me throughout the years, you understood that's exactly
you
how
say
I played.
That's what other people should do. You said,
right.
That's what they got about. You got hype. I mean, you got animated. I was scared.
Yeah. I get very passionate about that topic.
I was so afraid. I called 911. I said, look, I like the boy. You know, I'm just saying, Ocho, I got sprayed. I was scared. I was like, oh,
right.
I said, Ocho, go snap. That's how I felt, Ocho. I felt endangered because you snapped.
Right.
You said, I don't give up.
My bad.
I'm on this here. You do your job. I said, wow, Ocho, this is me. I'm Shane, your biggest fan.
Right.
You're snapping on me.
Right. Now, I wasn't snapping on you. I was talking to you, not snapping on you.
I said, oh, and now you feel sorry for Dak because his owner.
No,
That's what you just said. You said you feel sorry.
Oh, yeah. Now I know you feel sorry for that. Yeah, don't sit here and tell me you don't feel sorry for that guy to deal with that shit.
How you feel sorry for a guy making $45 million?
Well, forget the money. Money aside. Forget the money. Forget the money. Matter of fact, he makes $45 million. He need every goddamn cent of that motherfucker having to deal with the bullshit he got to deal with over there in Dallas. And I'm not talking about the fan. The fans are awesome. The players are awesome. It's about what he has to deal from the top, the person who cutting the goddamn check. You deserve every penny of that 45.
If that's all he got to deal with, an owner, that's all he got to deal with. An owner talking smack.
Oh, hey, boy, it's more than just that. It's more than just that. You have to understand, because of that owner, you put a bullseye on your back. You put a target on your back. It makes it worse for everybody else. It makes it worse for the entirety of the team. You know, that is bulletin board material week in and week out. When you go play the Cowboys, what's the first thing you think the opposing team do? Goddamn head coach, we put on a clip of what Jerry had to say the week before the game.
I don't care. Guess what? I'm the bullseye. Your mama wear army.
I got you.
I'm going to start it. I'm going to jump it. I wanted to get started from the jump. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Ocho. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's funny. It's funny. I'm talking crazy, but I was our Jerry Jones in Cincinnati. You get what I'm saying? In a sense, week in and week out, every Wednesday, I'm talking trash to the other team.
Right.
I'm purposely putting the bullseye on my back. Purposely. I want that.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be. It was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home. And man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car, and I just, the way I felt when I pulled up to whether it was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia, owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted ways with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself. And it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Self-care is focusing on your mental health. People all carry around different stressors, big and small. When you keep them bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through your whatever's weighing you down.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Just fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist selected just for you, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/nightcap to get 10% off your first month and get matched with the best therapist for you. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/nightcap.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Joe, we got a guy. We got a special guest tonight joining us. First round draft pick. Guy had an outstanding season this year for the San Francisco 49ers. You go through the season, you're healthy. You have the type of season that you thought you should have. Mm-hmm. And now you guys get to the playoffs and you're playing well and you get to the Super Bowl. Talk us through that Super Bowl, because you guys came out on fire. You had a lead, a 10-point lead for very much of the ball game, and then you let it get away. They tied up in regulation, take it overtime, and you guys unfortunately lose that ball game. So tell me, what's your mindset and what's the team mindset in that game going into the game?
Going into the game, playing our best ball, trying to play clean ball, clean football, because when we do that, we win ball games. So just trying to play clean, trying to play our brand of football. But yeah, that was it. The game, it went a different direction than we thought. You know, we were trying to grasp hold of it multiple times in the game, but we just couldn't fully grasp it, and we never did. So,
cause you guys had a 10-point lead. I mean, you guys were in control. And I was talking about having been in games like this, Brandon. I'm like, when you have control of the game, how much separation can you put between you and the other team when you have that control? Because you know they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're not going to have the momentum throughout the entirety of the game. So how much separation? Did you say, damn, man, you look up, you're like, man, we outplayed them the whole game, and they only down by 7 points. They only down by 3 points.
The whole game. I think it was multiple times. Just starting off the game, I think, like you said, we was 10-0, 7-3, 7, whatever. When we was up, I can't remember exactly, but we was up, and there was multiple times where defense going out there getting stops, but we coming off the field too. So it was in those moments where you're like, this game, especially who we playing on the other side, where it's just like, you never at ease, just because you're like, we got to stay on the field. We got to put points up, because we already know we've seen this story too many times. So, and unfortunately, we've seen it another time. But like y'all said, man, we back to it. I just started to climb back up this week. I enjoyed my birthday in March. I was in Mexico cooling with the fam, chilling.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Just getting back ready to try to climb back up again. That's all it is. And trying to get something else before that.
Speaking of something else before that, listen, you one of the best in the league. I'm talking about top five. Listen, your resume, it speaks for itself. You're going into your fifth season. Last year, you had 75 catches, 1,300 some yards, 7 TDs, and you was ranked second in NFL in YPC, right? So that speaks for itself. So there should be no discussion when it comes to taking care of you. When it comes to your
second
value,
I'm sick about that second one. Cause look, the whole entire that was YPC. I finished second.
Yes, sir.
Look, who was first? Pickens was first. Pickens had. So the whole, I'm leading it the whole entire year. I'm leading the whole entire year. YPC. Last game of the season, I think Pickens didn't have no catches in the last game of the season. Purdy ain't play. They sent me out there. And I lost it in the last week, so I'm mad about that. I should be saying one, but it's all you.
Yeah, but it's listen, there's certain things that we can see from the outside looking in. I can see. So when it comes to, and I hate most of the time, you know, players don't really like to talk about their contract negotiations or anything having to do with money, but I will do it for you. You don't have to say anything.
Appreciate that.
But you are so fucking valuable to that offense. You are what I call a true number one who can play on the outside. You can play on the inside. You can beat any goddamn coverage there is that's out there. You're one of the few players in the NFL that plays receiver where you don't need your offensive coordinator's help to get open. When the coach tell you, I need you to get open here on third and two or whatever it is, no matter what they got lined up in front of you, you one of the few that can go out there and get open on the muscle. So I don't understand what the issue is over there with the GM and your owners, but just understand you deserve to get paid. And I ain't just talking about no any money. I'm talking about 30, 32 a year. And I need 3%.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Hey.
Yeah, always.
Because you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that.
Yeah, don't do that. I appreciate that. You're good.
So, Brandon, when obviously your representative had been talking to John Lynch, who's the general manager, and there have been the swirlings about he's going to get traded, blah, blah, blah. But John Lynch came out earlier this week and said, I promise you, nothing is going on there. And then you had the IG story with the emojis, the money, the talking, the BS, and the walking. So, What's been relayed to you, as much as you can divulge, what's been relayed to you through your representative?
They're trying to get work done. That's all I can say. Y'all know how it gets. I don't even want to get too far into that.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get like what Ocho just said. I'm trying to get what I deserve. I felt like this season playing football, I figured out who I was as a person, as a player, what I bring to the table, what I bring to the locker room, what I bring to organization, and just the value I hold when I walk in that building, because people gonna follow me because I've done it the right way since I've been in that building from the first day I walked in there to when I was in there earlier this morning. Done it the right way. So, and if they don't see it worth in that, that's all it is. That's all it is. It ain't nothing else besides that. But
most definitely.
I can't get into it. We got professionals working on both sides, so hopefully we can come to a professional agreement and continue to play professional football.
I played in the offense for a number of years, Brandon, and I know one thing as a wide receiver, you get rewarded for blocking. You're one of the better blocking wide receivers, and you have to in order to have the running back to have success. Because now when you're blocking downfield, you, Debo, Jennings, Kittle, those 4 and 5 yards turn into 20, 25, 30, 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
How much pride do you guys as a unit take pride in blocking?
So much pride. That's the one thing before the routes, before touchdowns, before – any of the stuff that you see, it just started with that. And I think once we as a room, as a unit, previously in the past, we came, especially Debo, George, guys like that. We came up and we just said, you know what, that's the standard. That's what it's going to be. So, we're going to start with that. And I feel like, the moment I start blocking like that, it just kind of carried over into the way that I ran routes. The way that I release, the way that I just play the game. Just if you had that attacking mindset, I'm just gonna put hands on this guy. He's not gonna make play. He's X from this play. Now you got a route on third down. You're already in the game. You're already flown. That's how I feel personally. I'm already in the game. I already done made a play. I didn't set C Mac free, for a 35. He done creased one because I done made a block. Now I'm already had a. It feels like I already done caught a ball. Now that first play that might come to me, because I only might get 5 or 6, so I got to make 5 or 6. So, playing with that mindset, I feel like it helped me a lot. So that's what it came down to the blocking too as well.
That's live. Like, hey, listen, that's the funny thing about it is you. Listen, I already talked about you as a receiver. Obviously, we know what you could do as a receiver, but you like what I consider complete. Because when it came to blocking, I was horrible.
You wasn't blocking.
I was weak.
I just
run people off. I'm too little. I couldn't even bench 135. So I just run people off. I don't got time to be engaging in something that I'm gonna lose. Now, from what I heard, if I'm not mistaken, I heard you could squat almost 500 pounds.
Back when I used to squat like that, I don't squat like that no more.
No. Well, you can squat 500 pounds?
I probably could put it on there. I'll squat it, but we ain't working out like that.
You got to save them legs now, man. Hey, 500-pound squat leg, they don't run. They don't get in and out of breaks.
I got to start and stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Brandon, let me ask you this. the play before you guys kicked the field goal in overtime, you guys had a play. And I don't know how many people have seen it, but I know you've gone back and watched that tape because L'Jarius Sneed missed the jam. And you come wide open, but Chris Jones came free and pressured Purdy, and he ends up throwing the ball away. How many times have you replayed that play in your mind?
None. It's because it's like, well, first of all, that play wasn't going to me. We running slant return to JJ in the slot.
Okay.
And I already know there's no way this come back. I don't think it's gonna come all the way back to me. I already know this play going here. So but
front side play.
Yeah, front side play. So I don't even too much think about that play. It's the plays way long before that. It's the plays way long before that get to me because we had multiple chances long before that one so I don't put too much on that play, but yeah, I don't put too much. Yeah.
Have you thought about the Super Bowl and the missed opportunities that you guys had?
I ain't gonna lie. Until before I went to Cabo for my birthday, I was in the house like just running like a zombie. Like I was like it just wasn't good. So I finally I got to go out there and relax and get away from it. Now I'm finally just now able to move forward a little bit. But even just still, because it's just like champion. Oh my God! I come in my house and I got I'm a big Bron fan, but I got Kobe. I got a picture of Kobe holding, and I got a picture of myself shaking Tom Brady's hand in my crib. And I just get back. I'm just sitting there a couple weeks after the game, looking at that picture. The day when I got back, looking at that picture, like I ain't really understand the magnitude of what I just had in front of me until now. I'm here on this other side, and I don't get to hold it. So. But at the same time, I'm grateful for it. It gave me something else to see and work towards too. Cause I'm already, it's a fact. I'm a top receiver in this league. It's a fact. You know, anything receiver wise, it's a fact. We don't have to even get into it, but I'm not a champion. So
right.
It gave me something to strive and work towards too. And want to get back on this climb again.
Brandon,
speaking of, I want to ask you about your quarterback, Brock Purdy, man. He passed over 4,000. He had 31 touchdowns. Obviously, he was third in the NFL with those stats. But for some reason, he still has some doubters. What do you think is a case for that? And what is it like playing with Brock?
I mean, he played on the Niners. They're gonna take until the last moment possible to say, all right, you know, we're gonna give him his credit, you know, but. That's just we cool with that. Right. We cool with that. I feel like he's an underdog. Myself, I feel like I'm an underdog. But you can't hold an underdog down for too long. Like you can't hold him down. No matter how hard you try, you ain't gonna hold him down. So I enjoyed playing with him. I had a lot of fun playing with him. But we had only just got started. So we'll see what happens going down the road. And yeah, hopefully I'll continue to praise him, which no matter how it goes, that he nice. He nice for real. So he nice. Yeah. He nice.
Brandon,
he nice.
You in that draft, I mean, you look at your draft, you had Henry Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy, yourself, CD, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Reagor, and Pittman, and T. Higgins was in the second round, Mooney. Yeah. I mean, that draft was loaded. But where would you rank yourself? Where would you consider yourself, not just in your draft class, but with all the receivers, the Tyreeks, the Devontae Adams, all those guys? Where is Brandon Ayuk in that conversation?
I'll say like this. I don't even want to get too much into ranking and this and that. But I'll say this. One thing that we could go up based off of that's not gonna tell us no lies, it don't have no pins. It's not leading any direction. Is the tape? We cut the tape on for 22 weeks of football. Nobody else can't say they played 22 some weeks of football. They can't. They can't say they've been to three NFC championship games. They can't say they've been to. You know what I'm saying? Like, so everybody doing all this, but we trying to. It's something else. We already passed yards and touchdowns. Of course, we're gonna get yards and touchdowns. Can't nobody stick us. It's the reason why you bringing this up, but what else are we going to bring? Where else are we going to take it to? Like, it's the reason why we talk about Patrick Mahomes every single day because nobody can't do that. Nobody doing that. What we chasing? right here, here where we was at, just at, we feel like, I just seen somebody comment say, Purdy supposed to have two championships. I mean, of course they can say supposed to have, but I read that and I saw that and I said, it could have went, we could be sitting here right now with two championships. So that's the only thing. I'm worried about championships right now. I'm championships. I ain't trying to get into who's number one and two and three and four and five. Number one, have you been to the playoffs? Have you been to a Super Bowl? Have you been? No. So I'm not even going. Championships.
There's a photo of Mike Tomlin. You are split. I think you retweeted it. Of Mike Tomlin, and you're like, hey, you tweeted a picture of you and Mike, said, hey, they say we're twins. What do you think? How surprised are you that photo has garnered the attention that it has? Y'all do kind of look like twins, Brandon.
You crazy.
Or y'all are cousins or something.
That's crazy. But you like my dog Bo back at my dog Bo from South Carolina. You look like him, but it was funny. I had seen it like right after the Super Bowl. You know, they trying to kick you while you already down. So I'm like, all right, it's cool. Y'all get it. Y'all can get at me. It's all good. I'll take it. Because you know, and I've been talking shit. They got it. So then they got me again. But it was cool. I just brought it back full circle because I felt like I was waking up like this every day while you under negotiating or whatever you want to call contract talks. Every day is like a different day. So it's just like that. So I had woke up. So I was like, you know what? Like I keep bringing up my birthday. I said, you know what? I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm just going to leave my agent alone. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to wait till after my birthday. And then I'm going to try to put a little bit more pressure on them. So I get there. I wake up. Right after I wake up, and they talking about another team again. They talking about another team that they got me supposed to been in trade talks or whatever. So I said, hey, let me just go ahead and if everybody's saying this and this and that, let me go ahead and let me just put out one of my little spots that I I'll revert back to Tomlin. We can have a little bit of fun with it. It's all in fun. Like I said, we're professionals, but it is what it is, man. But that's where the Tomlin stuff came from.
I didn't know you from South Carolina. What part of Carolina are you from?
No, I'm talking about my dog. I said, you look like my dog, Bo, from South Carolina. My dog.
Oh,
my dog, Debo.
Oh, Debo. Oh, okay. My bad. I was like, damn, I didn't know. I thought you was from like Cali or something.
No, I'm from Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the biggest little city in the...
You been over there?
I have not been over there, but I heard about it. Okay, no, I haven't been to Reno.
Okay.
Hey, bro. So, anything else you want to share? Because listening from the outside, it sounds like you're kind of disappointed that the contract negotiations haven't gone as smoothly as you anticipated. Considering you've been a model citizen inside the building, you've been a model citizen out on the field, you've been a model citizen outside the facility.
Well, look, let me ask y'all. Do y'all know like the timing, and everything that goes on with negotiation talks?
I know one thing for the skill position. If you're not a quarterback, we got to fight tooth and nail. So this is what we all have to go through. We all have to go through this. And it would always be like this no matter what. But you are handling it the right way.
Yeah.
Because the market is the market.
Mm-hmm.
Your resume is your resume. Your value is your value. Ray Charles can see what you can do. Other teams can also see what you can do. So they can play games if they want to. If they don't want to give you what you deserve, and I know what you deserve, other teams will give you what you deserve, and they're going to overpay for it if they let you walk out that door. So either way you cut it, it's a win-win for you no matter what, based on your resume.
I'm talking.
So for you, you should be smiling every goddamn day no matter what, because you're going to be good.
For sure. I get your frustration, Brandon, because had you not performed like you have, they would have done traded you or released you. So now I've overperformed. Now compensate me for the work that I've done. I've had a couple of these, Brandon, early in my career. I ended up having to hold out for 2 weeks. My fourth contract, I signed it the day of training camp. The day of training camp. And then they didn't re-sign me. I go to Baltimore, win a championship, go to the Pro Bowl. They release me. I go back to Denver. So I'll tell you like this. The best thing you can do is to keep your emotions in check. Don't get too high. Don't get too low, because I know you're staying in constant contact with your representative. He's doing as good a job as he possibly can to keep you in the right frame of mind. Contract talks are going well. They have a he probably haven't told you, but I think there's a number that the 49ers have in mind. You kind of want to go over that number, and I believe you've earned the right to go over that number based on what you've done. Based on how you play,
based on what you're gonna do.
And that's the frustrating part. I look, I've been a player and I understand the business aspect from a team, but I believe you should reward your players for what they've done and what you believe they can do. Now, if they don't think you, it's like, well, you know what? This was an isolated incident.
They know what's going on. It's not easy. It's business, and it's multiple people involved in business, and we all trying to get to one thing. But like I said, they gonna do it with me or without me. You gonna have a better chance with me. We just leave it at that.
I like it.
Control what you can control, which is your frame of mind and the work that you put in to be ready to go. Wherever that may be.
They know I'm going to be ready.
That's,
come on now.
That what I love to hear.
Come on now.
Brandon, I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule.
Wait a minute. What about our one-on-ones?
We can one-on-one hoop.
Nah, I play DB, though.
Bro, you don't play DB.
What you talking about? I was drafted as a DB and they switched me to receiver because the DB room was full.
I was a DB too. And I play, and then I moved to receiver because I need the pill in my hands.
No.
Okay. So you want to play basketball one on one?
I'd rather hoop than do you like that, man.
But you gonna lose that.
I just grabbed some new hoop shoes. I just grabbed, shout out to Adidas. I just grabbed some AE1. I'm trying to jump out the gym too. So I'm about to go hoop.
All right, bet. That's going to be my first content for TikTok. Me beating you in basketball.
Yes, sir.
Brandon, when he said he was drafted, that means he was running behind someone. He was drafting off them, you know, to try to get, he didn't want to exert that much energy. He was not drafted as no DB. Exactly. But I want to take time right now. Thank you for joining us on Nightcap. We really appreciate you giving us some of your time, offered insight to your gang, what transpired during the season, the Super Bowl, and best of luck on this contract, bro. Well deserved. Whatever you get, you deserve it. You've earned it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Appreciate you having me on here.
You're welcome to come back anytime.
I watched it in my cave all the time, so I was honored to pull up and talk to y'all. Chad, it's my first time talking to Chad. Chad Ocho. Yes, sir.
Yo. All right, baby. I love you, man.
Kelsey Mack, his favorite uncle, said, what's up?
For sure. We'll do.
All right. Appreciate that, Brandon. Thank you, man.
Yep. Y'all be easy.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of. Everything that I thought that car would be, it was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home, and man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car, and I just, the way I felt when I pulled up to where there was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And if sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia, owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted away with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself, and it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And If I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Ocho, I tell you, man, it's hard because, like I said, when you've been to that game, Ocho, because remember now, they chronicle that game. That's for perpetuity. Everybody's going to look back. And unfortunately, there's a winner and there's a loser. And you always want to be in the winning side because when that confetti come down and it's not in your colors. See, people say, you know, I quoted this, losing, I believe losing is worse than dying. Because when you lose a game, you got to wake up tomorrow.
Right.
When you die, there is no tomorrow. And you heard him talk. You could feel the pain. You could feel the hurt of losing that game. The man said, hey, I was a zombie. And it wasn't until I went to Cabo for my birthday last week.
The reset. The reset mentally.
The Super Bowl was 6-7 weeks ago. And it's still in his mind.
Right.
The opportunity.
That's crazy.
Wasted opportunity. How you're thinking, how many more opportunities am I going to get? When you hear somebody say, CA, you don't know if and when. Because the one thing I remember when I was at Baltimore and we played the Super Bowl, Ocho, and Brian asked me to, like, you know, say something for the team because I was one of the few guys that had won a championship, kind of knew what it took. And I asked him to cut the lights on. I said, look around. Look to your left, look to your right. I say, because this room will never be this way again. Everybody that's in this room right now won't be here next year. All these coaches won't be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
And you may never, ever get this opportunity again. Don't. Man, I wish I had. Man, I wish I would have. Leave no doubt. Leave no doubt. This is the moment that you dreamed about, that you watched on television. You watched the Jerry Rices. You watched the Emmitt Smith. You watched those guys. The adulation and the joy of winning this game. You'll be the first in Ravens history. You'll never, ever be forgotten because you were the first. They might win 2, 3. They might win 10. But there's something about that first.
Damn, I'm mad, man. Well, you got me hyped. Well, I wish I could get out there and play, man.
Man, hey.
Yeah.
But I love his mindset. I love the way he thinks. Now, see, that's the guy I want to play. You see what I tell you, Ocho? That 49er style offense, I played for Kyle Shanahan's dad. Kyle Shanahan is just like his dad. You block, they reward you.
They reward you.
But you can't have a run game without receivers knocking DBs and knocking people off from down the field. So those 5 and 10 yard runs, they turn into 30 and 40 and 50 yard touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that, Brandon. Thanks for some of the time for you coming on, man. I love that.
That was dope.
Ocho.
That was dope.
There are people had a lot, still, we're still in, people had a lot of comments about Caleb Williams after revealed painting nails on a pink phone.
Caleb
Williams was in the building to show Juju Watkins, Lady Trojans, his support. People immediately commented on his nails and his cell phone, which is pink, Well, Caleb had a message for them today. Let's take a listen to what Caleb had to say.
Nails are clear.
Yeah.
Lips are pink. Your girl love them.
But they on the man. They on the man by the pink phone
pink
case.
Pink phone case. He had his nails painted.
Whatever with the pink, the whole nail painted. Hell, I would paint my nails black back in 2002 with my little gothic look. Anytime we had a game, right? It's so funny. I was in my little gothic era. You know, I was a little emo, right? Goth. It was the goth. Hey, I had the black chin strap, right? Black chin strap, black cleats, black gloves, and I would paint my nails black. And I would go out there on some other shit. I heard I can't curse because I don't
Where
feel
you
like
put the
paying
a
no fine.
Why huh? you put the A in it?
I said S-H-I-T.
No, you said S-H-A-I-T.
Oh yeah, shit. Okay. You got to say it right. Yeah, you got to carry it. Shit. The A is silent. Like all them damn words you've been giving me wouldn't be okay. Spelling.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, man, that's the era, this is the times that we in right now, man. You know, I don't mean nothing, man. You know,
it's, Ocho.
You got NBA players doing that. You got Caleb Williams doing that. You got my weird, crazy ASSS doing that way back 20 years ago.
Can I ask you a question, Ocho?
Yes, sir.
When did men start caring about how men dress, what they wore, the pink nails, the pink phone? When did men become so obsessed with other men?
I don't know, because I don't really talk about nobody, especially when it comes to attire or someone's appearance.
Did you pay for that outfit?
Nah.
They don't even know
nah,
Caleb Williams. And you know what they're getting at. You know what they're trying to insinuate, Ocho.
But in
our community, because here's the thing, Ocho. Let's have a little history lesson. We know since the beginning of the time, black men have been deemed extremely masculine of any more any race of people, extremely machismo, macho.
Yeah.
They would have the biggest sometimes would sleep with because they wanted big offspring. And so we've tried to do in order to emasculate you, insinuate, or even flat out call you, they know referring to a straight man is a derogatory term. I don't care how accepting it is being gay, queer, LGBTQ, trans. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. A straight man will never, ever accept being called gay, queer, zesty, fruity, whatever, as a compliment. So this notion, that means you've made it. That means you've ascended to the highest. A straight man is not going to accept that. He's not.
Right. But and then what you have to understand also, what you have to understand is you can do certain things in today's society, in today's era, that aren't masculine, but aren't seen as masculine in anything outside of the norm on what we're used to seeing from straight masculine men. Then you're considered just that, the opposite of what a straight man would actually do. Yeah. And sometimes everybody is free to do as they please now.
No,
and
we got a
little different.
See, that's what social media comes in at.
Yeah.
Because
times are a little different. People are a little bit more eccentric. People are a little bit more open to expression, not artistic expression. You know, whatever you might want to call it. I don't know how to word it the right way. And I mean, it is what it is. Hell, I did it 20 goddamn years ago. And well, nobody said nothing because I was a weirdo anyway. And I did all type of crazy. I had blonde mohawk, mouth full of gold, my nails painted black. I mean, I didn't care. Shit, I wouldn't. But it's just for certain other people that it might affect or it might bother. I mean, they say it because they're not used to seeing the individual do those certain things.
But when
things.
You go back and listen to these great fashion, you listen to the Karl Lagerfelds or Leon Talley, and you listen to people that the Tom Fords and the people that's been in fashion, they say fashion is an expression of oneself. Not conforming to the norm. Well, All men, y'all should dress like this if you straight. All men, if you gay, should dress like this. All women, if you this, should do this. I thought it was self-expression. Now it's gotten to the point that they want you to conform to the masses or what they deem is acceptable.
Right.
How do you get to determine what's acceptable for someone else? Your norm is not someone else's norm. So why do you, it seems like to me, all these men that be saying all this stuff, it seems like y'all cast it. It seems like y'all have something.
You know what one of the best feelings is in being free is when you're free from having to be normal. When you're free and being able to express yourself however you feel. When you don't worry or care about how others think, but there are so many that are stuck in that box that want to walk that straight line and not veering outside of that box or outside of that lane where they just look like everybody else. Everybody wearing the same outfit.
Gattaca.
Everybody got the same goddamn car. I think you will never understand or free yourself from the shackles of the rest of the crowd until you figure out a lane for yourself, find your own niche, and do what makes you happy or what you like to do. But everybody want to, okay, whatever's in, okay, I'm going to do what everybody else is doing.
All it takes is one person to say something on Twitter or social media, and guess what? The next thing, somebody, I was thinking the same thing. Yep, you right. Yeah. You right. And then boom, 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 boom. And next thing you know, it's trending or it's fine.
They're gonna piggyback, but that's what you got to have. That you got to have that ultra mentality. You got to have that ultra mindset, man. You know, I don't give two shit. I don't care what you say at all. I love it. I've always loved it. You got to think. I mean, you were part of the media. You were with the media when I was playing. Weren't you? Mm-hmm. Well, you remember how they used to kill me?
I talked about people playing. If you play good, I talk good. You play bad, I talk bad.
Wait, you know what? If you talk about my play, you was always talking good about it.
That's all I'm talking about. No, obviously, if you
you know what I mean. They found any they were nitpicking. They find any little thing, and I loved it. Unk, I enjoyed being the villain. I embraced it. I was very passionate about it. I didn't want you to like me, even if it was personal. Skip, oh boy,
you should beat you up.
I loved it. I embraced it. I enjoyed it. And it just, I don't know. It's just weird how people allow words or things people say bother them. Like, it's supposed to be like water off a duck's back in one ear and out the other. It shouldn't affect you at all.
It just shouldn't.
How does someone's words really bother you? Like, think about it. How can what somebody saying on Twitter that you don't know, a stranger that ain't feeding you the three F's. I'm not even going to say the three F's because I'm trying not to curse tonight. How does that bother you? So it never understood me when people, oh my God, they're bullying me. Bitch, what? Oh shit. I mean, bully what? How? It's the internet. Log the fuck off. Mm-hmm. It took me Ocho being out.
And when I'm in these environments, with this type of setting where I'm doing stuff for La Portier or I'm going to speaking engagements, and I see love and I see women and I see men so excited that they're trembling to have a conversation. They're like, I just want. And to hear people say, bro, let me tell you what I love about you. He said, I love the candidness in which you speak. He said, I love the way you rock with your community. And I love how you talk about your family. And to hear people and all different races come up to me and say, I love everything there is about you. I love the man that you are. I love the way you carry yourself. I love how you talk about your kids and your family. I love how, you know, you talk about team. Man, Ocho, man, I say, you know what? And by the way, you know what my sister used to tell me, I think about 7 years ago, talk about Shannon, get some bigger clothes. Now, you know, hey, Ocho, everybody know how I love my sister. I talk about my sister damn near in the same breath I talk about my grandma.
Right, right.
No. No. No can do.
Hey, listen. If people need to understand, Unc, you have a... You like a European style, whether it's casual or whether it's business, and you stick to that, and you've always stuck to that,
I'm gonna change because I want to change, but it ain't gonna be no time soon.
Right,
Nah, so y'all ain't buying no clothes. And y'all don't tell me what to wear, how to dress, because I ain't listening.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? And today, and actually, you know, with fashion, you know, fashion changes every 3 years. You know, now we back to the baggy look that we wore back in 05. Back in 05.
I thought about, you know what? I saw LeBron one time, but I've seen it a lot lately. But they get the pants, they're a little fitted, and then they got the wide, they got the flare legs at the bottom.
Like the 70s.
That was when I was a kid.
You know who be killing? You know who be killing it? That, I mean, they be dressing like, you know, I'm not into fashion. You know, I'm a cheap mofo. Goddamn young bull from OKC.
Oh, Shai Gilgeous.
Yeah. Oh man, listen, boy, young bull be killing
them
it.
Them boy be on it.
Young bull be killing. And what's the other one from the Jazz? I think he wear 00 or he wear 0 from the Jazz.
Jordan Clarkson.
Hey, boy, them two there.
See, Ocho, will you?
Well, when it comes to fashion, you know, I ain't no fashion head. You know, once every 6 months I put some clothes on. But them two there,
they be on it. Man, you know, Ocho, but when you thin like that, you can wear a lot of stuff, man, because them jokers thin.
I can't
buy nothing off the rack. I ain't going to get nothing but the clothes hanger out of the department store. That's the only thing I can get up out of the department
store. Right.
So I've kind of relegated to athleisure or custom.
Right. Damn, Uncle, all your shit got to be custom.
Yeah, like my stuff that I wear on First Take, every jacket, every shirt is custom.
Okay.
My slacks, custom. Now jeans, I can get like a size 38 jean and have the waist taken in.
Right.
But I got to go three, four sizes up as far as in my waist and just so my legs are fit. But
I got one for you. Now I don't know where you shop. I don't know if you do this, but I'm telling you where I get my jeans from. I get my jeans from Target. You know about Goodfella and Company?
No, I never heard of them.
Man, listen, I get my jeans from Target, Goodfella and Company. Now, there was a time where you could get skinny jeans, you could get slim fit, or you can get wide leg. And so what I used to do there was a time where everybody had skinny jeans and they had the knees cut out. And it looked like they went to stress a little bit. But hell, I wasn't paying no $1,800, $1,300 for some of them jeans they had.
Come here.
I went to Target and got me some the Goodfella jeans and cut the knees out and make it look like they were the straight. I made them look like they was a Mary's, but they was really Goodfella and Company. I paid $20 for. Yeah. Look at these two. Hey, what's up? Shai, what's up, Don?
What's up, Don?
What's up, Unk? Say, Unk. I don't know Don. Who is Don? Say, what's up, Unk?
What's up, Unk?
How you guys girls doing? Good. What y'all doing up this time of night? It's way past y'all bedtime.
We on spring break.
Oh, okay.
We'll
stay up all night.
I'm doing school and tomorrow I have school, but I'm not going to school.
You can't snitch on yourself. You did snitch. You're not supposed to say you don't have school. I just said you're on spring break and you ain't on spring break. We on spring break, man. See, she don't know no better. This is Cha-Cha and Kennedy. All right, I gotta finish the show. Kisses. All right, I love you too. That's baby Kennedy and her sister Cha-Cha. That's two of the 85 of my tribe.
That's two of the 85 clan.
Yeah, that's two of the 85, and I'm looking to add to that. But any fathers out there?
The Volume. You deserve a moment to yourself every single day, and a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners.
Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.